Roll the tape.
This podcast is protected by copyright and not for broadcast. See rsn.net.au for more details.
GG's Black Flash comes to the outside with Bankamo. 200 to go, genuine lad. Bankamo and GG's Black Flash. It's the Hobart Cup trifecta all over again, but it's genuine lad in front, and genuine lad's going to win the cup.
Now, on Tas Racing Talk, time to talk thoroughbreds.
Well, all Tasmanian eyes were on the Australian Guineas on Saturday, with the champ Admiral going around and putting up a very creditable performance, running home into fifth spot and not beaten that far. And one man who's pretty happy about that effort is the co-development manager for Thoroughbred Racing in Tasmania, Simon Stout. Welcome to the show, Simon. Pretty good effort by Admiral.
Yeah, it was a very solid effort. Shane certainly stepped up to strong company, and I noticed that Greg Carpenter's rated the race very highly with Wangina and Alpine Eagle, both registering their best ratings in terms of the race. And Barry Campbell mentioned that Admiral put up sectionals that were as good as he's ever performed. So, a very solid effort, given he didn't have a lot of room at the top of the straight when he was trucking in behind the leaders there, but found the line very well. And it just, over the weekend, actually, it just highlighted how solid the form has been coming out of the carnival. With group placings to our Bow Mistress winner, I Love It, and the team last that was placed in both our good mares races. She ran a solid third in the Francis Tressidy at Flemington. And, of course, the two-year-old Magic Millions in Adelaide on Cup Day on Monday was cronulled by Atalanta Miss and Gold Busker, who came out of the Gold Sovereign Stakes.
Yeah, some pretty impressive form there. Looks as if it's really going to hold up, that's for sure. Now, Hobart, last week, the three-year-olds dominated the card.
They did indeed. They provided us with six of the eight winners, and it just really underlines the strength of the three-year-old cohort this season. We have some really, really strong form. The horses that we saw win on the weekend were coming off good runs in good company over the carnival, but stepped back in grade. And perform very well.
Now, what about some horses to follow from last week after you've had a look at the videos and also the Stride Master?
Yeah, we'll kick off in race one, Shane, and here a horse having its first start for the Ange Brakey stable, King Macedon. He ran second to All Bar Medicine. He ran his last 600 in 35.42 and broke 24 for his last 400. So certainly a horse that, for his first time out, he'll only improve from that. And he looks as though he may be worth following in maiden company going forward. Of course, we mentioned the strength of the three-year-olds, and Settler Stone managed to reel off three in a row. He's just an example of a horse that's really found form and holding it in amongst that three-year-old division. Then on to race five, My Page Three. If you followed her, of course, she's been a bit of a spruce horse, and if you followed her when she ran second behind Manchiro here, which provided Boris Thornton his first winner in Tasmania, but certainly I wouldn't be dropping off her. She was 11th at the 800-metre mark. She ran 45.72 for her last 800, and that included a 34.64 for her last 600. So by far and away the best sectionals of the race. She closed that margin noticeably on Manchiro, who dominated on speed with his stablemate Lampo, and certainly I wouldn't be dropping off My Page Three. Another from the team down at Seven Mile Beach, was the eye-catcher in race six, and that was Rustical for Scott Bunt. Rustical, again, got back in the field behind Just Call Me Fred, and she's run on from 10th at the 600-metre mark. She broke 48 for her last 800 metres and hit the line well to finish second there. She, again, is a three-year-old who has had really solid form in amongst our best, and she's well worth following in her right grade. Race seven, we mentioned last week that the standout for the meeting was at the weekend. We thought her class would prevail, and it did. She gave them a fair start, but she reeled them in good style late. And she's certainly a mare. I'm not quite sure where they're going to push on to with her. If she stays here, she'll be very difficult to beat again. I wouldn't be surprised to see her venture to the mainland for a suitable mare's race.
Certainly wasn't missed in the betting either.
No, she wasn't. She was, as we mentioned last week, Shane, her sectionals were terrific in the Vamos without having a lot of luck. She stepped back in grade, even though she got in relatively well at the weights, and just proved infinitely too strong for that lot. You know, she's well up to our best when she's fit and ready. And she certainly put pay to a good field the other day. And then race eight, it's worth noting another of our solid, strong three-year-olds is GG's Double J. He had his fair share of weight, but was aided by the claim from young Victor Wong. And he dashed home his last 400 in 22.68, very slick in breaking 23. He's a quality performer, and he's going to be able to mix it with the older horses, as he's just shown there. And it's worth noting that a Spry and your pony, who filled the minor placings, between the three of them, they all ran sub-35 for their last 600. So I think it's going to be a fairly solid form race going forward.
Now, tonight in Launceston, eight races on the card, and all the races named after horses who performed so well through the carnival, which I think is a great idea.
Yeah, just a recognition from the club there of the horses that really stood out over the carnival, and in particular, all our Tasmanian performed horses. The success of the Tasmanian trained and owned horses was highly significant this year, with over three quarters of our prize money staying in the state.
What about a winner or two on tonight's 8-event card?
It will kick off in race one, Shane. This is going to be quite a competitive affair. Certainly on the fast finishes report, Incat showed up. He ran his last 634.02 and winning on Oaks Day. But we've actually stuck with the three-year-old that we mentioned. We've gone for Erin's Element on top here. She was 34.38 for her last 600 when finishing fourth from back in the field behind Valiant Warrior in the three-year-old classic. This race is named after him, Valiant Warrior, and we think that with even luck in running, she certainly can turn it around in what she'll find is a lot easier than that three-year-old classic.
What about a little later in the program?
We move on to a really interesting two-year-old maiden at race four, Shane. Off the trial replays on the tasracing.com.au website, it's worth getting on and having a look at Bush Ranger Boy, a horse of John Luttrell's. The trial the other day with the blinkers on, he was very strong in his trial win here in Hobart. And Anthony Darmanin will take the sit, which is a very noticeable engagement. The horse has drawn barrier four, and he certainly can. He's only got to repeat that to be highly competitive here. But we've put GG's Double Joe on top from his Stuart Gandy stable. This filly ran fifth in the Gold Sovereign behind Gold Busker and Adelaide Miss. Of course, we saw that form franked in Adelaide on Monday. She's only got to find a repeat of that, and we think that her experience at race day will hold her in good stead in prevailing there.
Any tips for us through the quaddie leagues?
Yeah, race six, Shane, we like number two, Laluca Pal. She's a quality mare. She gets back to a class four here after competing in the Vamos at her last start. Well, she wasn't disgraced when running seventh of the 14 behind Vibrant Rouge. Beaten only three lengths. We saw that form, as we mentioned, Frank, by at the weekend on Sunday. She gets back to a very easy, much easier assignment here in a class four, even though it is the most competitive race on the program. She gets the services of Luke Curry, who's over taking care of the Bill Ryan stable on behalf of Brendan McCool, who's suspended. And we think she can turn her form around and get back in the winner's circle. And then to follow on with that, race seven, horse we mentioned off the Stripe Master reports a couple of weeks ago, and that is number six, Final RG. This horse wasn't far off when running his last 600 in 35.98, when third behind Smoke and Whiskey. He gets a 1.5 kilo turnaround before the claim. Ismail Toker was down for the ride, and he got suspended on Sunday. Hayley McCarthy's now taking over. If Hayley takes over and takes the weight down to a minimum of 54, this horse could get another kilo and a half off, which will see him 3 kilos better off for that narrow defeat behind Smoke and Whiskey. And given his Stride Master performance, we think he can turn the tables.
Okay, so that's the look at Launceston tonight. What about the cleaner? He's fronting up at the weekend.
Yeah, well, really looking forward to seeing him back at Flemington. Of course, he was such a terrific performance in the Emirates Stakes there at his last visit to Flemington, went third in the Group 1. He gets to the 2,000 metres, which we know he relishes. And he's drawn 9 of 16, which I think is ideal for him. He's not drawn in too close or out too wide. He'll jump from the middle of the pack there. So at 4.30 on Saturday, there will be a big watch there. And we'll also be paying close attention to the VRC size produce, where Band on the Run, who was placed in both our good two-year-old races, the Elwick Stakes, and the Gold Sovereign. She steps out to the 1400 metres, which looks like should suit her down to the ground, and she goes around there. So expect to see her run. If she runs up to her Tasmanian form, I think she can certainly fill a place there at what will be a reasonable price. And just going forward too, Shane, two of our better stays in Genuine Lad and Banker Mo. At this stage, the both training camps respectively have said that they're going to push on towards the Mornington Cup. We'll have Genuine Lad galloping between races tonight, and we may see both of them step out in the open handicap next week, but we'll certainly be following those two going forward.
Yeah, for sure. Exciting news coming up with a big watch on those at the weekend and then in the coming weeks. Thanks for your time again today, Simon.
Always a pleasure, mate.
Taz Racing Talk. Everything you need to get the edge.
Well, as we've just spoken with Simon, eight races on the card tonight in Launceston. Looks a great program, a little bit of value there if you can find the winners, including the legs of the quaddie, and the man that's going to steer us in the right direction is the racing journalist for Taz Racing, and that is Peter Staples. How are you, Pete?
I'm good, Shane. Yeah, good meeting tonight, and the last four races are beauties.
Yeah, well, the first of those is the Admiral Handicap. It's the Class 1. It's over the 1420.
Yeah, with Precious Jade and Stella Etoile out, they were two of the dominant ones to... in all of my early assessments, but it just leaves it open for you day and now. A terrific barrier two, Darmanin aboard. You're right, a bit closer to the speed tonight from that gate. If it just takes its first up win into the race, it should win. Nice type with the future. Nuclear Star, number six, will be the testing material. It's had 2 seconds from four starts this time in, and the latest was a second... and an encouraging one as well. Ran home really strongly. It's drawn 11, and that's the awkward part. It's going to have to get back. And although it's got a bit of early speed, so maybe they can push forward and try and find a slot. Number four, Dane Koshka. It was a nice fourth last start for Adam Trinder. Boris Thornton takes 3 kilos off. Good ride of him. And number one, Prickly Diamond. You can't leave it out despite the wide draw. And it got home well last time out. 7, 6, 4, and 1 in the first leg.
Now, not trying to put any pressure on you, but the second leg is the Cleaner Handicap. I know you get nervous when the Cleaner gets mentioned. This is over the 1,220-metre journey.
Soundbar is a class act, I think, and he's first up from a break. Not a long break, but he is first up, and he has good first-up form. He won 3 in a row before they got him and Trinder dipped him out and brought him back for a two-race campaign. That gave him two placings. I think he can win first up. Boris Thornton on again, 3 kilos come off, put him on 56. It's a nice weight for Soundbar in a race like this.
Bit of a rap for him, Pete?
Yeah, I am. I like Soundbar a lot as a horse. I think he's there's a bit of depth about him. I think we've seen the best of him yet. Laluca Bell, she's going to appreciate the drop in class, back to a class four, and although she was racing in two group races, the Bow Mistress and the Vamos Stakes, but she's a class act, and the barrier one, she'll appreciate that. She'll jump out and run, and Luke Curry will take the ride. Bill Ryan's godson. Our Casanova, the four-year-old entire of John Blackers, he's been thereabouts of late. Nash for Cash, Darmanin aboard it. It'll get back from barrier nine, but boy, has it got a scintillating turn of foot at the business end of the races. Probably like a little bit further for Ash for Cash, but it'll be getting out hard. 1, 2, 4, and 3.
1, 2, 4, 3 in the second leg. Now, Bideford, you've been a big rap for it so far through its career, and it certainly hasn't let you down. Are you sticking tonight?
Absolutely. From barrier one, Darmanin on top again. Look, I think Darmanin, he'll be short for the jockey challenge, but I'll be trying to get on if it's a reasonable price about him. Bideford, for me, from barrier one, he'll just jump and run, and he'll probably settle. He doesn't have to lead, but from barrier one, he could probably do this. And I just think now he's strong enough and seasoned enough to hold on over the 1,420 metres. I think Smoke and Whiskey might be the testing material. He returned to form last start, and he won a head bobber. And at the last stride, got the stride in. And he's Johnny Black has always had an opinion of him, and he certainly showed that last start, the first glimpse of any real form for him, and his seventh run this time in. Number five, Up Cups, loves the 1400, and it's been a revelation since they decided to ride it back in the field. So, yeah, and Luke Curry gets the ride here, because David Perez isn't riding tonight. And David's actually going to be representing Tasmania at an Interstate Jockeys Challenge at Bunbury in Western Australia tomorrow. So Up Cups with Luke Curry aboard, it'll get home hard. And number six, Final RG, you can't leave it out, despite the wide gate, but it's got a 3 kilo claim for Hayley McCarthy. Puts it on 52.5, which is 1.5 below the minimum, so it'll appreciate the weight drop. 3, 7, 5, and 6 in the seventh.
And then in the last, the Genuine Lead Plate. It's the class one, 21.50 the journey. Savrajet dropping back in class from the Oaks.
Yeah, look, a three-year-old up against the older horses, but she's in form, and she just, you know, she was probably just a little bit outclassed in the Oaks, and in that race it was difficult to make ground from the back end, but she'll she had a win and two placings before she went into the Strut Stakes and the Oaks, and look, I think she'll appreciate the drop in class, and I've got her on top. Over number five, Stevens Wonder. He's been gallant at his last couple, running second both times, and Chantel Willis will take 2 kilos off, puts him only one above the minimum. 10, Reiki's Late, much improved run last start, and Darman on the board. Wide gate's the awkward thing with it, but if he can just get some cover, he'll be the one working on hard at the end of the race. And number 9, El Sadol, has been knocking on the door and has been there about his last three starts. And Damien Thornton takes the ride on it. 7, 5, 10 and 9.
7, 5, 10, 9. So what's the quaddie look like?
Well, I'd be taking... I'll be taking 7, 6, 4 in the first leg, then 1, 2, 4, and 3 in the second leg, taking 3, 7, and 5 in the third leg, and close with 7, 5, and 10, and that's $144 for 100%.
$144. We're going to be able to grab a special early to be able to pay for that.
I thought your Dane would win the first leg, and I'll probably go lighter. I'll take one quaddie where I'll take you Dane and Nuclear Star in the first leg. I'll take the top four selections in each of the next in the next leg. Take Bideford and Smoke and Whiskey, and then take the top three selections in the third in the last leg. Does that confuse me? Yeah, it certainly confused you. It's confused me as well.
As long as we get the result, Ben, I don't mind at all.
You can go lighter in the first leg of the quaddy with Udayan and Nuclear Star. I like the Cornella a real lot in that race. So if there is a special, I like a special being the Cornella in race 5 of 7 and 6. Take an exacta and take the Cornella.
There it goes. So 7 and 6 in race number 5 as a good way to build up a bank for this great program tonight. 8 races, the first Tassie time at 6:25. Thanks for your time again today, Pete.
Thanks, Shane.
This podcast was brought to you by rsn.net.au.